gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned saving kids, kids of all ages, all stages, whether they're elementary age, teenagers, married children, even for your spouse or yourself. Mask's helpline is confidential. You can call and describe an issue, and we will try and help you get to the right therapist, the right organization, the right rehab, the right hospital for all mental health issues. So if you know somebody that would benefit from calling MASK, please give them our number, 718-758-0400. I will repeat the number in case you want to jot it down. Again, maybe it's for yourself, a child, a neighbor, or someone you sit next to in shul. Our confidential, anonymously, you can call in, 718-758-0400. And MASK has available naloxone, which is another form of Narcan, for prevention of opioid overdose. So if anyone wants to get a free kit, get trained, it's a few-minute training, and get a free kit for prevention of opioid overdose, please call our helpline, and we will arrange for you to get one. So every week, I interview either a therapist or an organization, someone that, you know, can talk about real issues for families so that they can have resources made available to them. And tonight I have with us someone that's not only a colleague, an OSCN. I mean, this is a man that I don't know when he has time for anyone because he is so busy helping everyone, not only in his community, but even outside his community. And that is Reb Avi Greenstein. He is the CEO of the Borough Park Jewish Community Council. Good evening, Reb Avi. How are you?
Good evening, Ruchama. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be on this wonderful program, and for giving us an opportunity to reach to the masses, the incredible amounts of people that will be listening to this show, and to talk at length about what really is here available for people in need. And so this is an incredible opportunity, which I really look forward to. We're going to be, answering questions and going over details of different programs and projects that the Borough Park Jewish Community Council is involved with and has initiated and has created to assist not only the community of Borough Park. Primarily, we are here for Borough Park, but we are here to service anyone who enters our office, who seeks help. We are here to assist them. I also want to take an opportunity, Ruchama, while you've given me this opportunity to talk about the Borough Park Jewish Community Council, to personally thank you. And first of all, thank you for the warm introduction. It's something that we take our responsibilities of helping people very seriously, and we try every day, along with the wonderful, incredible staff here at the Borough Park Jewish Community Council. We have 19 people in our office just set up to help people in many, many, many ways. And so I want to take first an opportunity to thank you and your wonderful organization of MASK and the incredible staff at MASK that does such incredible work. In my just last few years that I've gotten to know your organization and to know you personally and the types of incredible success stories that happen on a daily basis. It's really an example of a great organization that we should all strive to be.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. And, of course, I can only do it with an amazing staff, so thank you. So I want just for my listeners to know that the Borough Park JCC, Jewish Community Council, I'll call it the JCC, started in 1997, and I've been working with them. We are in our 22nd year, so I've really been working alongside them for all these years, and I must say that I'm always amazed at what goes on at the community council. So just to start, I know that you have been for many years, you were on 13th Avenue and later at a temporary site on 14th Avenue out of the Y, but now you are at a beautiful state-of-the-art location, and I'd like you to share with my listeners where that is so if they want any assistance, they'll know where to go.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. So the Borough Park, the new Borough Park Jewish Community Council, the new location for the Borough Park Jewish Community Council is located at 1310 46th Street. This is on right off 13th Avenue on 46th Street, literally the heart of Borough Park. I use the word heart because a good organization can only be a good organization if it's created around heart. When we hire new people, new social workers, in our office and our organization, and we bring people on board with expanding our programs and assisting the community. One of the first things I address to them, just to make sure that they are the right fit for what we are looking for, is to say, you know, if the potential employee is looking for the best for a really good salary for growing in a business, for doing well in a career, potentially they could do a lot better, you know, working for a jewelry company or working for a real estate industry company and so on and so forth. If someone is to work in this organization, in the Borough Park Jewish Community Council, there needs to be this idea of something, a greater cause, of heart, of wanting to give back to the community, wanting to make a better place in the community. And that is the first prerequisite of getting a job at the Borough Park Jewish Community Council. If the feeling is there, if the heart is there, then everything else will fall into place. We will train, and we will guide to the best services that we can guide, but nothing can substitute good attitude, good feeling, good heart. So that is something that's very important. But in specifically to your question about the Borough Park Jewish Community Council, the new office is a really beautiful state-of-the-art office. I invite all of your listeners, anyone listening to this program, to come by, say hello, get to meet our caseworkers, get to meet our social workers, get to meet just to see this beautiful office, and something to be very proud of, because this office belongs to the community. And one of the reasons why we went out to make an office that's on a really high standard in terms of just a beautiful facility with a beautiful conference room and a beautiful lobby and just the aesthetics and the feeling is because it creates a sense for the person who's seeking help, that you matter. You matter so much that we want this experience of seeking help should be one that you should look forward to coming to this office. It's just a beautiful environment. It's a nice place. And that is what we set ourselves out to in this new office at 1310 46th Street in Borough Park. But to complement that, we have the most incredible staff. We have Nava Sivan, who's a manager of social services. We have a wonderful team of social workers and a wonderful team of caseworkers helping people in the community for a variety of services. And we could get into that in more detail. And we have a very big part of our services and operations are run through Met Council. And Met Council supports us by helping us with programmatic support, which is something it's very important, because everything we do is free and confidential, 100% free. So when we have, you know, we have community partners and wonderful organizations that have consistently supported us and continue to support us and not only to keep up with the level of support, but to seek ways of increasing it, it definitely is something that we're so appreciative of. So Med Council has been supporting us in a very large way in our office. Recently, we took on a director of operations, Judah Zellemeyer, who's directly from Med Council, who's there to support us and to help our services expand and improve and just, you know, help us reach the level that we need to be. So there's a lot of people to thank, a lot of great organizations, and we're very appreciative. The JCC of Greater Coney Island has been helping us in very big ways, supporting us in programs. And I want to get into more details of specific programs. Yelled Vialda has been supporting us. So there's a lot of different organizations that have reached out to the Borough Park Jewish Community Council and said, let's partner together on different programs so that we can truly help the community. All of that goes along with, like I started, with the attitude. A person has to feel welcome to come, has to want to come. And by us, our caseworkers are trained to know that anyone coming here is doing us the favor. They're trusting us. They're giving us a chance to show what we really could do. And so it's an incredibly good feeling when we see people, you know, reaching out to us that need assistance. You know, some of the assistance are times when people are vulnerable, when they're, you know, going through a crisis. They need help with food assistance. They need help with medical insurance because they just lost a job. There are those types of people reaching out to us 100%. But not everyone walking through our door are people who are in crisis or are in need of specific or are going through a time of poverty. We have other assistances of helping people turning 65. And there's an incredible, complicated process of what life looks like once you turn 30, you turn 65. There's a Medicare Part A, Part D, there's a Social Security, there's SSI. There are so many different things that people have to know. So there are many people coming to many community members coming to our office for that. And then there are people who need help with immigration assistance, there are people who need help with legal assistance. So there is one of the great things that I'm so pleased of is with the way we run operations here is that there's no stigma. When someone is sitting in the conference, in the waiting room, waiting to be called, nobody knows if they're there to get help with immigration assistance or so on and so forth, the many different services that we do, or they're there for a crisis situation, which is really comforting for someone waiting in the waiting room, knowing that there is no stigma attached. So again, I'm going into a very long answer, but it's really just an environment of helping the community. And this beautiful office accommodates and complements the goals that we are setting for ourselves.
Right, and it indeed does make those that are in need make it more comfortable to be in a nice environment. I think, Avi, it's important that we discuss some of the programs that you offer, like the free courses. Can you talk about the free courses, please?
Absolutely. The Borough Park Jewish Community Council has just started coincidentally, it started with the move of the brand new location, so there's that coincidence, but it's really incredible. We've received a grant from the city, from HRA, to help the community with workforce-related programs. There is such an incredible need for our community to be assisted with workforce. We have amazing, talented men and women that need to be given an extra boost so that they can be placed in a job that's appropriate for them. So the city has entrusted us, has granted us an assistance to help the community. We have 5 people full-time in the office helping specifically when it comes to jobs. And I want to go into detail about this because I really think that people may not know what is made available to them and that they can really benefit from this wonderful program. This program is operated through the JCC of Greater Coney Island, but it is done specifically through the Borough Park Jewish Community Council in this area. It is also being operated in other areas through the JCC of Greater Coney Island. But in Borough Park, this is done with the mindset of helping the Borough Park community. So we do a variety of things, and I want to go into it a little bit in a quicker pace so that we can quickly, you know, talk about what we do. But the idea is to give people the opportunity to get jobs. So first and foremost, we have a job developer who connects with employers in the area, finding suitable jobs. Employers should know that they can reach out to the Borough Park JCC when they need new employees. We also have 2 career counselors, basically sitting with people, and people can come in for appointments and put themselves on these waiting lists, but they may not know what they're good at. So we offer an aptitude test, a really scientific method of showing a person what they may be good at, helping direct them for the right career that they will succeed for. We help people write resumes. We help people with the prep for their first interview, and so on and so forth. So there's an ongoing support that someone is going to walk with you arm by arm and guide you through this very complicated and sensitive process so that you feel you have comfort and support. Then, in addition to that, we also need to help people into certain industries because they just need that level entry ability to get in. And once they're there with their skills, they will succeed, hopefully, in climbing the ladders and getting better paid jobs, but they need their way in. So what we are doing, part of this grant, part of this program that we're initiating, is to have concurrent workshops, courses, workforce courses, to help people in different industries. And so we have already completed very successfully a few courses, and we will continue throughout the year to roll out new courses for the community. Anyone who wants to be in the loop about the types of courses we are offering, please reach out to our office or come in, visit us at any time, and we will share with you the courses that are coming up. But first and foremost, so we had the Amazon course. We had 52 people. We planned for 30, but more and more people came in, and so we had to expand our space, and we had 52 people of our community take part of this course and complete and graduate this course. We have a ongoing QuickBooks course with accreditation, a two-month course. And this is separate for men and women, of course, and separate throughout the week. So this is an ongoing course throughout the week for the summer. We are about to launch a very exciting course, which is going to be a little bit of a longer. It's not a two-month course. It's going to be a four-month course, this one. But this is something very tailor-made for the Borough Park community, and we're calling it the Parnassa Pathway Course. It's a readiness transitioning into the workforce. It's going to be an all-inclusive course for the community to help people with basic writing skills, with basic communicational skills, soft skills, helping people with basic computer and Excel. It's a full curriculum that we're setting up that would allow people to really get themselves into a workforce environment, understanding how to succeed, and hopefully get a very good job. Once they complete these courses, obviously if they are going to take these free courses, that means that this is the direction they want to go. Then we take these individuals, now that they're trained, we go, our career counselors guide them through our job developers right into the right employment that would fit them perfectly. And fortunately, we're already starting to set people into jobs, and it doesn't end there. Part of what our initiative is going to be is to walk through the first 120 days of the job. We'll be there later if they need to, but part of the process is to follow up with the employer, to follow up with the employee. How are things going? Are you okay? Are you happy? We will continue to support you. You will have guidance. You have any complications? Whatever the case is, you're not alone. We're here to help you, and everything we do is free of charge. The city does pay for a part of it. I have to be clear. It is a very small part of running such a program, but we didn't look at it to say, oh, these are the resources we're getting, so we're going to create a program based on that resources. We did not want that. That's not how we operate. Our goal was, what does the community need? How can we get it done? And if the city would give us a certain amount of funding, we'll be very grateful for them entrusting us on this, but we were going to reach out to the community members, people who have means of giving back. There is no greater way to give back to the community than helping people with real jobs. And the way we're doing it in such a sophisticated but such a, you know, all-inclusive type of attitude and really getting people from A literally through Z is something that's a great opportunity for anyone listening to this program who has the means of giving back, or anyone listening to this program who knows a foundation, who knows someone that wants to partner with a organization that has established itself with these goals and with the capabilities of these goals and actually implementing these goals, we would be more than welcome we'd be grateful, be a wonderful encouragement to have people join us, partner with us, you know, come to us, be part of this, get involved. We need the support, obviously, not only the funding, but knowing that people out there who want to give back and want to be part of the Borough Park JCC, this is a great, great opportunity. But this is a very exciting program that we've included to our roster of programs. See, because the reactive part of the Borough Park JCC is people are unfortunately in crisis. So we help people with food stamp applications. We help people with Medicaid and other health insurance. On crisis assistance, we're there to help the community. The Borough Park Jewish Community Council helps on immigration and citizenship. The BPJCC helps with legal services. Of course, as I mentioned before, the Borough Park JCC is specializing in services for the elderly. We're doing a lot of courses with professionals throughout the senior seminars. we're publishing a yearly guidebook for people turning 65 in Yiddish and in English, the type of guidebook that someone can carry with them, keep with them the entire year, with everything they need to know. And this is something that we're going to be redoing annually so that we can add on new information and new services that they can benefit from. Anyone is welcome. Anyone turning 65 is welcome to come into the Barapak JCC, receive such a booklet, and we'll actually even review it with you to make sure that you're taking advantage of all the programs that the person is eligible for. And we have services for Holocaust survivors. We have services helping with HEAP. It's an explosion of activity, an explosion of services to help the community. But what we do, we try to do perfect. We try to improve. And so the employment service, the part of the workforce initiative that I'd mentioned for you, is one of the most exciting ones we're doing, because that is not only, you know, helping them for the day, but really, really seeing a person through a wonderful employment. And we're so excited to look forward for 10 years from now and see what actually has materialized, what has developed from individuals who may have not gotten into the workforce, who may have not gotten in on the right way. And because of the wonderful work that our team at the Barapak JCC are putting together, they are now in the position of being, like, out there on themselves, taking care of their families, giving back to the community. That is something that excites us. It excites us every single day. And that is the mindset that the program has been established on. And we're really hoping that we'll be able to reach that goal and continue to, you know, to expand on these wonderful programs.
Avi, it sounds very exciting, and I know that we want to reach out to people that are listening to the show. Maybe you know somebody that has a business that could hire. Call the Borough Park Jewish Community Council and see how maybe you can mentor a new person coming into the workforce. Maybe you want to offer them to hire somebody. Please, we need to help families with their Parnassa. So this is a very good opportunity to give back to your community. Avi, you want to give out the number from the Borough Park Community Council, please?
Sure, sure. And I would also say that we have a great office, but if anyone is listening here and anyone who knows of a way that they can give back by giving, you know, ideas, getting involved in any way, not only financially, of course, we are welcome to accept donations from anyone who wants to get involved. But also, if you have ideas of how we can develop better programs, how we can include certain services that can benefit the community, please ask to speak to me directly. But the number you can call is 718-972-6600. Again, the number is 718-972-6600. And when I say I want the people who are looking to give back to the community by sponsoring and partnering with the Borough Park Jewish Community Council to get involved with, to reach out to me directly, because we really want to take every single person out there who's able to help and wants to give back. We want them to know that they will be taken very, very, very seriously. They will be welcomed and embraced, because unfortunately, this is not something that's easy to come by. People who want to give back, who have the abilities of giving back. So if you want to do that and come into something that is great and make it even greater, be part of it, take ownership of it, that's what the Borough Park JCC is all about. So again, Ruchama, thank you so much for this opportunity of giving out this number and letting people know that though we're doing great things, we want you to know about the great things we do so that you can come and take advantage of these programs. But also, if you're on the giving end, if you're able to help us, we need you. We can only be as great as the people who support us or the people who come to help us. The more people get involved with the activities of the Borough Park Jewish Community Council, the more we will grow, the more the community will be helped, and our mission will be united to help the community. So that's really what it comes down to, people coming together and helping us, and we'll embrace everyone who reaches out to us.
We're running out of time. I do want to touch on one thing. You know, it's back to school. Erev Yontif season is coming. It's, you know, approaching really fast. I don't know where the summer disappeared. But that comes so many expenses. And it is a very financially challenging time for many, many families, not only the ones in Borough Park. Can you just quickly bring us up to speed with what are some of the specific services that your community council offers, in what way can they get help?
Sure. Thank you so much. So in addition to all the ongoing services that we do every single day with the 19 social workers and caseworkers that are in the office working here for the community, we have specifically throughout the year various different programs that we initiate for the community. So we have, everyone knows about the big Pesach food distribution that's sponsored by Met Council. We also have a food distribution on Rosh Hashanah that's sponsored by Met Council. And people who are interested, who know of people, families that may benefit from these food assistance, please reach out to the office, put yourself on the list, and we will try to accommodate everyone who reaches out to us. It's not easy to do that, and often, and we're dealing here with a great, very significantly growing community, Borough Park. And with growing communities means growing numbers of people who are in need, but we will try our best to help as many people as possible. So if you know anyone that can benefit from extra food for Yom Tov, please reach out to Borough Park Jewish Community Council. We also have another unique program that's sponsored by Met Council, and that is back-to-school briefcases loaded with school supplies. If anyone who's in need, who's a family who's, I would say, a SNAP recipient, for instance, who's a family who is in need of funding, and this can be something that can help your family, help your child get the proper school supplies that they need, please come into our office and sign up to get school supplies for the coming year. And we do many different programs throughout the year, but I mean, just today we were able to give a little snapshot of what we do. And I thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity of being able to talk in detail about what we do.
Yeah, you're welcome. And again, let's give out your number quickly, please.
Sure. The Borough Park Jewish Community Council is located at 1310 46th Street. The number is 718-972-6600. That's 718-972-6600.
And I want to thank not only you, Rabbi Greenstein, and your entire staff is so, I mean, they are really always available for everyone. And thank you, Met Council. And thank you, the Community Council in Brighton Beach, like you mentioned, Rabbi Wiener, amazing. So thank you, Yashkoach. And remember, anyone that needs any help in mental health issues, call our helpline, 718-758-0400, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thank you, Rabbi, and thank your staff, please, on behalf of MASK. And I want to wish everybody a meaningful fast. Tish B'Av is coming up. I want to wish you a very good evening, a very beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and hug tight. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Greetings, this is Hanan Gordon. Please join me every Thursday evening, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Straight Talk with Anthony Gordon on WSNR 620 a.m. in the New York metro area and 1640 a.m. in Highland Park and Edison, New Jersey, and of course on the internet on talklinecommunications.com. High profile guests, tough questions, but always straight talk. Look forward.
Shabbos Nachamu is quickly approaching. Have you chosen your vacation resort yet? Well, if not, let me tell you about a very special place. Hi, my name is Moshe Saylor of the Great Kosher Escape. For over 20 years, I've been in the hospitality business, working with cruises and other kosher destinations. Now, together with Isaac Grossman, a top gourmet kosher caterer and avid outdoorsman, we are inviting Jewish vacationers to experience the ultimate in kosher Jewish travel. We combine adventure with relaxation, entertainment, Torah enrichment, and gourmet dining. I personally invite you to spend Shabbos Nachamu with us in Yisroel Wilga in the Poconos, August 16th to the 18th, at the scenic Mount Laurel Resort with indoor and outdoor pools, tennis courts, horseback riding, hiking trails, and miniature golf. For our summer finale, August 25th to September 2nd, we are having a trip to Yosemite National Park, where you can choose between a campground and hotel. We will be visiting Redwood Forest and have a festive Shabbos in San Francisco. There will be tours of Napa Valley wineries, kosher wine tasting, and balloon rides over the vineyards. There's something for everyone, family and singles invited. I look forward to personally giving you a tour of the Great Kosher Escape. Please call me at 718-675-4250 and I will give you $100 off. That's 718-675-4250 or online at thegreatkosherescape.com.